Hi, lovies. This is Christina with Karma's Eye Psychic LLC here on Universal Spirit Podcast, and we are on season 9, and we are talking about tarot. So in this episode, we will be talking about the Major Arcana. And like I said before, the Major Arcana is named because of these 22 cards that do not fall under any category of the four suits that follow in the rest of the tarot deck. It begins with the Fool and his journey throughout life, right? Death, judgment, and the end at the World card. The World symbolizes the sum of all lessons. All 22 cards represent the universe, God, planetary movements, and nature's laws. These natural stages are what we all will go through in common. They are all the unchangeable structures of what holds life together. Major Arcana is the chapter that we go through in our lives, rising levels of awareness, all lessons, and we are supposed to learn. Hi, my lovey. So we are going to be talking about the Major Arcana, and I did say that there are 22 cards starting from 0 to 21. If some of you may be confused, but there are 22 cards total. So we're going to start off with 0, which is the Fool, and the Fool represents new beginnings, starting fresh. The Fool is confident yet delusional, changing directions is favored, and you have reasons to smile, and also at the same time feel like a fool in general. Next, we come up one number one, which is the Magician, which represents power to change things. This puts the power back into your hands. The Magician can reassure you that you have the knowledge that can turn things around in your favor. Next, number two, the High Priestess. This card represents day and night, goodness and evil, and you know, everything opposite of each other. But the existence of both polars in the world and understanding that everything is as above, so below. Next, we come up on the Empress, number three, which represents growth, positivity, pregnancy. It could be pregnancy of a physical baby or an idea or a path that is unfolding. She can help with us, our focused intentions, and seeds being planted. Next, we come up on the Emperor, number four. This card represents a father figure who means you well, has experience and wisdom, but may not communicate delicately. He's more like the uncle that just kind of says straight out, you know, how they feel without tact. The mixture of wisdom and kindness, and also with rash words. Next, we have the Hierophant, number five. This is someone in authority who has the set of two people that has to set them straight. This can be a judge, a parent, a religious figure, doctor, or family member, etc. Just a person who has some type of spiritual authority. Next, we come up upon the Lovers, number six. They represent the highest form of love between two people, yourself and or your family, or our duality. The highest feminine and the highest of masculine energies coming together, divinely guided by the universe for the greater good. Next, we have the Chariot, number seven, which is a fighter, a doer, and a mover. He does not stay still. He is ready for battle, big or small. Next, we come up on Strength, number eight, which helps us out of denial and self-deception. This is hard truths that are about acceptance and needing emotional discipline. Whatever is happening, the situation is needing a stronger version of yourself to get through it. Number nine, the Hermit. The Hermit promotes isolation, loneliness, can represent stubbornness, fear, and secrecy. He also exposes depression and the need for privacy. The Hermit is the behind-the-scenes energy and the inner self-reflection and improvement. Next, the Wheel of Fortune, number 10. The wheel means good luck, good news, or things turning around in your favor. This also means things are or will be looking up soon, especially after a long time of conflict. The wheel also points to your luck changing, sometimes for the worst, when we are not in control of a situation. Next, we have justice, number 11. Justice is just that, your karma. Things may not seem fair, yet somehow, universally, it is. Even a hard time has to do with somehow you've contributed to the domino effect that led you there. Something to think about. Next, the Hangman, number 12. This card points to feeling the burn of mistakes, guilt, or overthinking. He hangs by his feet, not his neck. So this card is suggestive, and you must pay better attention. Next, Death, number 13. Death starts you over from the beginning. Death ends things, jobs, projects, relationships, or even people's physical lives. It refers to bad health, bad habits that can lead to death. And this card represents the end of a cycle, good or bad. Next, we have Temperance, 14. Temperance brings balance back into your life. The cup is the angel's hand flows together in different directions. It is the need for balancing energy, home, work, relationships, etc., as well as balancing masculine and feminine energies. Next, we have the Devil, number 15. This card points to deception, secrets, exploration, and lust. The Devil reveals the ugly truth, such as abuse and an incompatible relationship. Next, we have the Tower, 16. The Tower shows sudden and abrupt movement. The situation may be blown out of proportion. The Tower can warn against a trap, accident, calamity, or something occurring prematurely. Next, the Star, 17. This card represents things being renewed. This card will indicate a wish being fulfilled, or a green light, or even redirection. Stars are about the universal sign or signal, so it confirms things. Next, the Moon, 18. The Moon reveals alternatives, the other side, or hearing another version of the truth. This card is the dark side of yourself, a person, or a situation. It can reveal deception, jealousy, and insecurity. Next, the Sun, number 19. The Sun brings light to your situation or question. The light does not mean all roses, but this card is almost always positive. Things are revealed in a more positive way, or you may be let down pretty easy. Next, Judgment, 20. This card awakens us. It is letting us know that people have put their own opinions on our situation already. It also asks, are we judging ourselves and others through a certain process, or how that energy has affected the outcome? Next and last, the World, 21. This card shows never-ending cycles, or things that are always going to happen, such as changing of the seasons. This card gives us no control over the masses. This shows up also when we repeat cycles that are unhealthy for us, making us aware of our responsibility to a current situation and ways to correct. So, lovies, that's the major arcana. Meet me in the next episode when we talk about the minor arcana. Bye!